Got you, baby, best believer, best hoodies, motherhood. You a black matriarch from the day that you was born, and I'ma keep on breaking down the doors until we have it all.
Love you, my baby.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maddie and Angie with your 9 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, Queensland is making progress in assisting the homeless community with its first full-time night sanctuary to open within the next 2 years. Housing Minister Sam O'Connor announced a $7.3 million investment into the development. Emmanuel City Mission founder Robbie Curtis said the refurbishments would mean renovations of the building to turn the upper stories into private sleeping quarters. The state announced the investment as part of the $450 million plan for specialist homeless services in the 2026 and 2027 financial year. The program was announced as the state is under pressure to provide more affordable and social housing with a wait list of more than 26,000 applicants.
The Australian Institute of Marine Sciences, or AIMS, celebrates reaching 40 years of monitoring the Great Barrier Reef with their unusual data collection methods. One of the most common ways for them to collect this data is to drag a member of their team through the water on a rope, stopping intermittently to allow them to count the fish and coral in the area. This is known as a manta tow. Over the years, AIMS has completed thousands of these tows, detailing the results in a public database. Team lead Dr. Mike Emsley has commented on the effectiveness of this program, saying, quote, "It gives you the ability to go back in time and see how things have been affected."
In national news, disputes have arrived after PBS battle between drug makers and federal government that could leave thousands of Australians without life-saving medication. Fears sparked after 10,000 people with multiple sclerosis will be forced to pay up to $30,000 a year to access life-changing treatments. The dispute arose after drug makers rejected the Pharmaceutical Benefits Advisory Committee request to a cost slash of up to 50%. Doctors have warned that Australia is at risk of falling behind in global standards of care if the industry is unable to bring new medicines and affordability to the country. The PBS is expected to meet today with manufacturers to discuss the rising costs. MS advocates and patients have warned that access to the drugs considered being cut from PBS would cost people their lives.
The New South Wales government has issued a deadline for the homeless population of Wagga Wagga to vacate following the unfortunate death of an infant on the riverbank. The Minister of Housing and Homelessness in New South Wales has said people living at the campsite have been offered alternative accommodation, however many are hesitant due to the uncertainty and unreliability of this housing. They have been ordered to leave by July 21st, however council staff, police and excavators were seen on site yesterday. Advocate and Wiradjuri Elder Hewitt Wyman commented on the situation saying, quote, "There are suggestions the people sleeping rough in the Wagga Beach are here can move to a location that's much more suitable and out of a flood-prone area. We just don't know where."
In international news, China has reminded the world of its growing military power with a suspected warning to the Pacific with a missile launch test. Newly elected Solomon Islands Prime Minister Matthew Vaile, at a press conference alongside Australian PM Anthony Albanese, said that, quote, "China is a good friend to the Solomon Isles, but this is not something a friend does." Wales has joined in the condemnation of China's reputation alongside Fiji and Papua New Guinea. It is difficult to assess whether this latest action by China will have any outstanding effects, as China has embedded itself in most Pacific countries, offering much-needed development assistance. Discussions are still underway throughout the Pacific Isles to discuss the intention of the missile launch.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 16.5 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast. We pay our respects to the elders past, present and emerging of the Turrbal and Jagera people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded.
And we stand in solidarity with them.
The Home Show on 4ZZZ.